Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Marshall in Alabama who complains, "My bank paid an IRS levy with no funds in my account. They mailed me a letter previous to sending the funds to IRS stating my funds were being held, but I was able to withdraw these funds through their ATM with my debit card, which then left insufficient funds to pay the levy. The bank has filed a suit in small claims court seeking repayment of these funds, claiming that my account is in overdraft. My contention is they paid the IRS with insufficient funds in the account, and they didn't exercise due diligence in controlling the funds." Well, Marshall, you may be in trouble, but maybe not. It depends on how smart the bank is. Here's how the process is supposed to work. Your bank gets the levy notice from IRS, and that requires them to give them the amount of the levy or the total amount of money in the account only on the day of the notice, whichever is lower. Then your bank freezes your account for the appropriate amount that's there on the day of the notice. You should get a copy of the levy notice either from IRS or the bank, which gives you about 20 days from the date of the notice to resolve this with IRS, or the bank has to turn over the funds. In this case, obviously, the bank notified you. You should not have been able to take the money out of the bank via your ATM unless the balance in your account on the day you drew the funds had more deposits since the day of the notice. The funds on that day should have been frozen. When you hit the ATM, you should have received a message telling you you had exceeded your balance. The little statement printout should have summarized something like this: funds in the account, 400. Funds available for use, 200. Once the levy hit, you're right, it was the bank's responsibility to prevent you from drawing it. But since you deliberately drew that money out after you received the levy notice, you might be breaking some federal laws. So I called Michelle Lamisha, a spokesperson for IRS, this morning. She assures me there are no tax codes being broken, but suggests there might be federal, state, or local banking laws you've broken. You're right, the bank should never have given you access to that money. It was their responsibility to freeze those funds. They never should have sent the money to IRS if there were insufficient funds in the account. So you do have a defense. But remember, no matter what happens with the bank, you still owe IRS enough money to have them go to the effort of putting levies on your bank account. So if you don't take care of this with IRS right away, your paycheck is next. And remember, you'll find answers to questions about IRS collections and all kinds of tax issues free. Where else? TaxMama.com.